V'dam derech rechem. The dam came out now through the rechem. And the shailah is, Rashi says, V'dam derech rechem shloshes yimei kushi. So in these 3 days when she's having the labor pains, the dam came out the regular way, before the leida. Now this, V'yom rabbon, the rabbon said, the zivi is called the zav. The lo mitayel of la, the lav leidhi. And therefore the zivi is tomei. And Yab Shimon holds no, it's mitayel, this dam is Torah. But since he said it's called the leida, therefore the dam is Torah. And when it says what? The Yosef of Shimon, the time that he said it's called the leida, therefore the dam is Zav is Torah. For Abon, the time Abon going according to their time, to hold what? To hold no, it's not called the leida. And therefore this dam, this Zav is Tomei. So that's the question, no. Mask of Lord Rabbi Yosef, Rosie gets the question back. Chodah, first of all, the Hain of Rashi. It's the same Allah as the Rashi. What's the Chiddush over here? It's the same Machlokes. For Yoid, Mi sham mokum vlad mashma. Smashma told when the dam came the same place where the vlad came from. So if the vlad came derech doifin, the chutz mashma, dam came that way also. El Rav the Gemara says, Amar Rav Yosef. Rashi says like this. The case is El Amar Rav Yosef. Kagoyin shiyotza vlad vedam derech doifin. Yes. The Toma both happened through the Caesarean. Through the side that both the dam came out and the vlad came out. So the churas, the etzem dam itself, everybody showed really she's Torah. That's not dam neither. So that's the pshat. According to Chum, we say it's Tomei. So where it says over mekor may Tomei kemiflegim. The chaykes over here is the mekor of Tomei means this dam that comes out. If the dam touches the mekor, the womb, does the womb make the dam Tomei or not? That's the machlokes over here. That's what the Shimon says. It's Torah. Because he holds the Mekoimoi means the Mekor, the womb, is not Metamah the dam that comes through it. Therefore, the dam, since it came out through Derech Doifin, it's not Metamah Ras Nidom, therefore the dam itself is Torah. So the Mor says, Ma Sovar, that Mekor Mekoimoi Tom, that's the Rabbanan Shita. So when the dam passed by this Mekor, it's Metamah the dam. Or Ma Sovar, Mekor Mekoimoi Torah, no, even though the dam passes by, still the dam remains Torah. That's the machlokes, whether the dam that comes out, that touches the womb, does that dam become tummy? In other words, when it comes out of the body, now somebody who touched that dam, would they become tummy or not? Amr Rosh Lakish says that, according to one that says, Amr Rosh Lakish, Divrayamatame bedam is matame mishbisha. The one that says this dam is tummy, poshim means the dam comes out of the derech of the derech daifin. See, ultimate time of Isha, the Isha becomes Tom, it has a Tumas Nidir, Rashi says. Even though it comes out through Derek Doifin, still he holds his Tommy Nidir. But Divriya Matar, according to Rabbi Shimon Shita, the Dam is Matar Isha, it's not called Nidir either. That's what Shlok is a Shiddish. However, Rabbi Yechon says no, Rabbi Yechon and Nomar, after Divriya Matar, maybe Dam, Betaye Bisha. Even the one that says no, after Divriya Matar, maybe Dam, even though the Chomashit said that the dam is Tomei, Mitar B'Yishav, about the Yishav's Torah, it's not called Tumas Leit Nida, because it did not come through the Makor. And the Oz of Rabbi Yechon goes according to his own time, that the Yom Rabbi Yechon says, Mishum Rabbi Shim Ben Yechon, Rabbi Shim Ben Yechoi, that means nine, how do I know to say, Sen Isha Timeya, an Isha has no Tumas Nida, until the dam comes out the derech avosa through the makor, through the womb, and not derech doifin. Shnemer Apostle says, an extra postik here, v'ish, asheyishka v'sisha. If a man lives with an isha, dova, she's a nida. The postik says, now v'gila sevosa is makor ha'ora. The man like uncovered her erva. It's an extra postik, come to teach us, malam, come to teach us, shein isha metamo asheyitze mad v'derech avosa. The Nisha would only have a Tumas Nida, the dam comes out through a Derech Avosa, through the Makor, through the Rechem. But not if the dam comes out through a Derech Daifin, the Isha is Torah. Such a Yechon Lishitos, that he holds, even though the dam is Tamei, but it would not be Metamah, but Teres Nida, since the dam did not come out Derech Makor, but rather Derech Daifin. Now, Omer Reb Shimon, Mishum Reb Yudin Isiyor, Mikor Shineker, what's going to be if the whole womb came out of the body, came out of the Isha? For no full earth, it fell on the floor. So Tameya, the locher is that womb is Tamei. Whoever touches it becomes Tamei. The womb itself has locher of Tumah. What's the raya? Shneim the pasuk says, Yan he shofech nechushtech, vatigolei ervosech. So Rashi says nechushtech means shulayech the bottom. Vaino mekor that the mekor came out to ksiv a tigle ervoscha almo neka v'nishpach lor it's korle ervo. Kilohu b'mekoymo hilkach tomei, whoever touches it becomes tomei. So what are we talking about? Learn if you want to tell me the Tumah Shiva, that tell what that Isha's Tumah, like as if Nida came out, that when the crow comes out of her body, it's like she saw Nida's now that she's Tumah Shiva. So what says, no, Dam Amrach, when the Torah says, if you see Dam, you become Tumah. For Lech HaTich, now you see a piece. Now you see a piece of flesh, now if you see the Makor. And the Tumah Sarah of the Kash, question is, does she become Tumah Erev, whoever touches it? The rest of the Shinogu Bob, you see us when the Makor left her body, you touched her, so she's telling me just to leave me, that's all, that's the Shiloh. So that's what Shlokas Chiddush, yes, that the Makor has a Din Tumor on it, therefore leaves the body, it's Matama the Isha, which is only telling me that one day. She goes to the Mikvah, and at night she's torn. Omer of Yechav Yechavin says, Makor Sheziya Kishtei Tipei Magoliyois Timeya. And from the womb, like it sweats out two drops of Magolius, Rashi says it means like white blood, like white liquid comes out of there, so it's Temeya. We say now it's called like an Avatuma. Lamai, for what purpose? You may be if you want to tell me the Tumah Shiva, as if to say she has Tumas, neither run or no. That probably we have before in the Mishnah, Chamisha Domim Temei Bisha, there are five different types of blood that's in the time of Bisha. Visuloy, not more. Ella rather means the tumas erev. Tell us, Thomas, like an avatuma, when it comes out of the body, now whoever touches it becomes tomei till the evening. And the chiddush is there, v'davka tat, if you had two drops of a liquid coming out, avachod, if only one drop comes out, eimot say miyal mos, it comes from the rest, from the side of the body, not from the makor. Therefore, those people would not become tomei. But this goes according to Mandiyama we had before, makor makomi tomei. Not only blood, even if liquid comes out through the makor, so that liquid causes a din of an avatuma, and therefore whoever touches it will be tummy until the evening. But after the davka, the liquid came through the makor, and none of it came through minastadim, through the sides. Then the Mishnah says, "Kol anoshim tamei mebeis achitzoin." Even though the dam is still inside the body, but long as it leaves the womb, she becomes tummy. So the question is, how far in the body is it still called Beis Achitzon that she's Tomei? Omer Rash Lakish, Kosha Tinoikas Yeshu, you have a little girl that would sit down, Veneris, and you look inside, you could see inside, the canal. So that's called the Beis Achitzon. Omer Rabiach, you look inside back, no. Oise Mokim, that Mokim that you can see when a kid sits down, Golu Yu Eitzel Sheretz, it's not much called open part of the body. And the gay, if a sheretz touches it, there shall become tomei. At this we know if a sheretz touches the beis hastorim, you have a maga inside the body, you tor. If you touch the outside of your body, you become tomei. See, that mokim is like called gilu eitzel sheretz, called the mokim magula. So you can't tell me that the chiddush of bebsora, even though the dam is inside the boss, it's still she's tomei. Elmer Rav Amar Yochanan says like this, the bein hashinayim, there are two pimples there inside the makor, inside the canal over there, and all the way up until there, that's called the Beis Achitzon. So the dam goes past this Bein HaShinayim, like two teeth there, then she's Tomei. But Ibolu, I have a question like this, Ibolu, you. Bein HaShinayim, what's going to be if the dam comes in between these two pimples there, Bein HaShinayim? Is Kalefnim, is that called that the dam is still inside the body that she's Tor? Or Kalechutz, that already is called that the dam came out, Kalechutz, that she's called Tomei already. So what's the locha? So Toshma coming here. The Tony Rabbi Zakev, Zakna like this. The Bein HaShinayim, the dam comes to the Bein HaShinayim, but a Bein HaShinayim Matzvah Kalefnim, but if the dam comes in between the two Shinayim, then it's still called that the dam is inside the body and she's Tor. She's only Tomei if the dam comes outside past the Bein HaShinayim. But Machnitha Tom of Raisin like this. Mokam Disha. That the Beis Achitzon is called any place where the aver of a man reaches when he has tashmish. My makam disha, what do you mean makam disha? Or may I view the makam shashamish dash, the makam, the aver of the person when it goes inside her, how far up it goes inside her, all that is called like the Beis Achitzon. The dam comes out of that place, so then she's tummy right then. Torah Rabbanu wrote like this. Ipso, where the pasuk says, "Melamed shematama bifnim kebuchutz," that even though the dam is still inside of her body, but as long as it came out past the ben hashanayim or past the makim shasham zdash, she becomes tamei. The yain liyela need the only maybe it's only by dam need that she becomes tamei like this. Zava minayin, how do we know during the 11 days when she has tumah zava? Also, as long as the dam reaches the beis hachitzon, she's tamei. Talmud Rabbi learned out that says zayva bibsara again. Zayva that bibsara, even though it's still inside a basa, still she's tamei. Poleta shich v'zera minayin, how do we know nisha v'atashmish? So the man puts zera into, and then later when the zera comes out of her, also she's tamei. So how do we know to say that she's tamei as soon as the zera comes out, even though it's in the beis hachitzon? Talmud, the pasuk says, "Yeah, mashmut the plat the shich v'zera the same malacha like dam, same malacha b'zayde v'bisara as its kozman it kozman went out to the base of chitzayin." For Rav Shimon says, "No, da'ye kaboyla that over here when ishes plat the shich v'zera means the shich v'zera comes out of a body, she's only tummy when the shich v'zera comes out of a body completely, but not when it's inside. Why? Because she can't be better off than the husband." Kaboyla. Ma boyla, just like the Baal, the man. And the Matam Mashatait Satumalachut, he's only telling when the Zera comes outside his body, like we had before in the Mishnah. Calls man it's inside, he's telling when it comes outside. So, half he, the same thing she, when she's having Tumana, Plat the Shechba Zera, same thing. Fiye in the Matama, Achatait Satumalachut, till the Tumma comes outside. Now, this more is the question. Is this true? V'savur Reb Shimon dying kabbalah, she has the same halacha like the brother of the husband. For a tiny, we learn like this. The pasuk says, "V'rochatzu b'mayim," she has to wash herself in mayim. V'tomu adera, she tomu until the evening. Omer Reb Shimon, v'chima bo zel amdena. What does the pasuk come to teach us that she has to go to the mikvah? Im linyin nageir v'shech v'zera, she touches shech v'zera, reikvanem. We know already, whoever touches shech v'zera is tomei. And he has to go to the mikvah. Lamata. Oyish, ella mipnei shetumas beis astarmi. The chiddush is that when the husband lives with his wife, and mishas tarash when she lets out zera, she becomes tummy then also. Even though when the zera touches are there inside the body, it's called the beis astarm. And betumas beis astarmi and mitama. Usually, tumas beis astarmi is not tummy. Over here, el xeras akosav. Well, here it's xeras akosav to say that when the zera leaves the husband, goes into the isha, she becomes tummy also. So our co-partum, you see here that when the zera goes inside the body, she's tamei, even though it's inside the body, it's not outside the body. So you see, she's tamei more than the boiler, more than the bowel. The bowel is only tamei when it leaves his body. And here she's tamei, even though the zera is only inside the body, not outside the body. So most of the lakash, I say there's no theory, there's two different in yonim here. Kan bimishameshes, when she lives with the husband, and the zera comes out of the husband into her, that's the zera, because she becomes tamei then. But kan bepoletes, but when the zera later comes out of her body, then she's only tummy because of that, when the zera comes out and not when it's still inside the body. For the Gemara Poletus, when the zera comes out of her, tepig le'ador shimsho. Listen, you're telling me now that b'shash tashmi, she becomes tummy. So what do you have to tell me? She's tummy again later when the zera comes out, like she's still tummy from the tashmish. So was the case is no b'shatovlo, where she went to the mikvah, after the tashmish, she went to the mikvah. And then later, she's Poletus shichva zera, that she only becomes tummy when the zera leaves the body, not when it's still inside it. So, Muslim, what do you want to tell me? The mishameshes, the tumasera sagilo, nishit has tashmish. So she's only tummy that day. She goes to the mikvah. At night time, she's Torah ready. Is that true? Vama Rav says mishameshes, nishit lives with the husband. So, and let's put Sarah into her. So, kol shloshi yomim asuru lecha b'trum, all the next 3 days, she's also tetruma. Why she yefshlosh lo tifloit? It's not possible that zera does not come out of a kaseida. So what do you mean to say she went to the mikvah right after the tashmish? But why does the mikvah help you? Kaseida zera is coming out of her. She should say to be tamei. Where's the case that she's torah? And now you're telling me she only becomes tamei when the zera comes out of the body, not inside the body. So verse says yes. Hocha b'mayaskinon. We're talking about over here again. Hocha b'mayaskinon she etfilu b'mito that they were tevil in the bed. She lived with her husband, and she didn't move out of the bed. So no zera is coming out of her now. It's only the zera the husband put into her. So she goes to the mikvah for that, she becomes tor. Then later, when the zera comes out, that's the chiddush, she only becomes tamei when it leaves her body, not when it's inside. So mechlal, what do we come out of here? that the Chiyama Rava, when did Rava say as Alocha that Meshameshas Kol Shlosh Yom is Asura, the Yozla'i, the Kariyat, where she's moving around. For Tavla, then she went to the Mikvah. And still we said the next 3 days, she's Becheska to be Tamei. For the more why? Tuma Bahadri the Kozla Shadisa, she walked to the Mikvah, so why don't they say, while she's walking, all the Zerah came out of her? And after that, there should be no more Zerah inside, so why do you say she's Tamei? So I said, not after the days. Maybe you tell me, do mishtayir, maybe good. There's still some zera left in the body, so you have to be afraid some of it comes out. What do you say? It's vada, you say, loshne v'yesh, it's impossible. Shletif loit, why? It just should have said chashinan. So if you tell me now she's walking to the mikvah, so it should be only chashinan, maybe zera will come out later, but not like vada zera came out. Not like zera vada zera is coming out. Because Rav is also, we put her into mikvah and she didn't go out of the bed. If she's moving around in the bed, then we say the Zohar could come out. But if she's not moving around in the bed, she stays still from the Tashma, she stays still, then we say the Zohar does not come out. Therefore, she's only tummy because of the Baal HaTashmash with her. And then we say, when she goes to the mikvah for that, she becomes Tor. And then it's a shan later when the zera comes out. That's the chiddush. She's only tummy when the zera leaves her body, and not when it's in the beis achitzon, because she cannot become worse than the boil, the baal himself. All right, we'll stop here. Yeah, we're holding that Mendez and Meralafi on top. That last shaila was the shaila was where's the case that when Isha is after tashmish when she pulled the shichva zera to say she first becomes tummy later and not.